Right in the middle of that year of years when the mortgage business and income was pouring in so fast it was laughable, that did happen one year, I had an idea. The idea came while I was in the shower one night when, for some reason I don't remember, I was really turned on, really buzzing. The idea was to do an infomercial, a half-an-hour TV commercial for an unusually large and complex self-help product that I had not yet created, had never even thought about, and for which I had not the slightest notion where to begin. But my valve was open, even though I didn't understand that. My frequencies were high, and everywhere I looked, I saw only positive conditions, so the ideas for having fun kept coming, whether I was asking for them or not. So just 4 months, and in the middle of this huge mortgage market, after getting the idea, then manifesting the staggering sums of dollars to pay for the lavish production of product and the time to write and narrate and act in and produce it all, I was filming on location with a sizable professional crew. Just 4 months, along with my other business, that's all it took. There was no high-o silvering, no frantic pushing or shoving. This time I was connected. My valve was open. I didn't know it. Everything flowed as if on a greased slide. Oh, sure, it was a lot of work, but it was easy work because the plays were being called straight from the sidelines by my guidance coach with a capital G. Any problems that came up were solved just as fast as they appeared. Spontaneity became my middle name. I stopped worrying about time. The high-frequency magnetics emanating from me were so powerful. They were literally mobilizing the next circumstances and events for me to walk into almost before I had finished the last ones. It just doesn't get any more exciting than that. Now, how many times have you said to yourself, I just got a hit or a hunch or a gut feeling to go there? And so you did. You went there and found out that was a good thing you did. You were following your guidance. Maybe it's a phone call that comes out of the blue from an old friend or a TV show you normally don't watch, a feeling that you got to read something or call someone or take that other road instead. These are all gentle little shoves from your expanded self, your inner outer guidance, helping you stay on course towards your joy, even if it's just a better parking place in the rain. Your impulses to act, to do this, go there, call them, are coming from the magnetic activity initiated by your high-frequency focused energy. Shortly after I started this new path of deliberate creation, I was on my way to Portland in my beloved old 77 Mercury Monarch, which at that time even was quite old. Because of its age, my mechanics had recommended that I start using a synthetic oil to reduce wear and tear. And that was okay, except not only were synthetic oils somewhat rare at that time, this was some weirdo brand that had to be special ordered out of town. Well, I hadn't been out of the house farther than the grocery store for ages, and the 2-hour drive to Portland was really more than welcome. I was really looking forward to it. So I put on some of my soaring music and was just about on the edge of high-frequency bliss, an hour later flowing energy to this and to that, when I remembered I hadn't put in the much-needed oil. I drove a few more miles wondering what to do, and I got a hit to pull off at the next exit. Well, what I found looked like an abandoned old mining town or ghost town. There was no garage there, replete with cockeyed, broken-down buildings all boarded up and so dilapidated. They were tilting, literally. I didn't see signs of life anywhere, but for some reason, I stopped the car and got out. Then I saw it, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Not 50 feet in front of the car was another broken-down building with a hastily hand-painted sign up there that said, Auto Shop. I walked in and asked if they carried any synthetic oil. Yes, they did, but they were sorry that the only kind they carried was blurpty blurp, just the kind I needed. Yes, ma'am, our last 2 quarts right over there. My head was whirling when I got back to the car. I was numb. It was all so bloody obvious, so indisputable. My vibrations had been at an all-time peak. I had instantly magnetized the solution, receiving loud and clear directions from my expanded self in the form of a super strong hunch to get off the freeway, which I decided to follow. But man alive, how melodramatic can you get? The point is to get off autopilot and pay attention. Listen, stay alert for that little push. Watch for signs. Tune into hunches. If it feels good, it's guidance. So start watching for clues. Watch for the masterful coming together as all the missing parts take form and start dropping into place for your want. Just like magic. Now you've entered the uncanny world of synchronicity. You're plugged in, connected to your source energy, going with the flow. But you'll never see it or learn to trust it if you're not watching for it. Watch for the signs. Now, guidance, that's with the capital G, is soul talk. It's God talk, inner being talk, expanded self talk, cosmic escort talk. Guidance does whatever is necessary to get our attention and help us step into our wants, be it oil for the car or a new hair for a shining head. But to make it work, we've got to learn to trust what we're picking up on that station. A couple who were mortgage clients of mine, I'll call them George and Sally, were a little shaken when I got to their home one evening to take their loan application. Seems they were coming home from work on the freeway as usual, and George was beginning to get antsy about being stuck behind a large, red, wobbly truck in front of him, so he decided to change lanes. And out of nowhere, Sally said, "Honey, don't do that. We've got to get off the freeway right now." Well, of course, there was the customary explosion about how silly that was. Then finally, to keep peace, George turned off at the next exit and headed for some very out-of-the-way back roads. When they got home, George switched on the local TV news as usual and saw his wobbly red truck in the middle of a pileup, squashed between two cars not a mile down the freeway from where they had exited. There were two fatalities. Now that was one tuned-in lady who followed her guidance without hesitation. Those are the words, without hesitation. How many of us would have listened, much less acted, by taking another road? The cosmic joke is that we were designed to do just that, to live by our senses, not by our brains. But over the eons, we've learned to think our responses instead of feel them. Totally backwards from the way all the rest of nature lives. So if you have 5 dozen friends and family telling you to do this, but your deepest impulse is to do that, always, always follow your impulse, provided it feels good. Why? Well, just do it a few times and you'll see why. Your guidance system is doing all it knows how to get you where you want to go to follow your original intent. So give it a chance. Tune in and listen up. That expanded self of yours knows what it's doing.